Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
We are just days away from the inauguration of a man who supposedly got more votes than any presidential candidate in history as he campaigned from his basement. There continue to be unanswered questions about the outcome of the election, but no one in the judicial branch seems interested. Even too many in both Congress and the state legislatures don't seem to be overly concerned about it. The electoral vote going to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris was accepted on January 6th with only a handful of senators and representatives objecting. That handful had been a little larger before the assault on the U.S. Capitol earlier that day. My guest today is Bob Knight. He's an author of several books, many books, I don't know how many books, and a columnist for the Washington Times. Thanks, Bob, for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Diane.
So how many books have you written?
Ten.
Ten?
Yep.
That's great. What's your most recent book?
Most recent is The Coming Communist Wave.
Perfect.
It was published in 2020. And
perfect.
The subtitle is, What Will Happen If the Left Controls All Branches of Government?
Wow.
And, gee, that's come about, hasn't it?
That surely has come about. Surely has,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
So if you want a preview of what's coming, just get that book. It's a short book, 63 pages. I'm a journalist, so I was very concise.
You were able to consolidate.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's no good news in there.
Only that people are resisting. That people have not given up. And, you know, we're Americans. We're not going to just give up and let this roll over us. They hope we will, but
they
we're not going to do that.
They absolutely do hope that we will give up, and we cannot. I totally agree with that. During 2020, this nation witnessed unchecked rioting in most large cities across the nation. Many, quote-unquote, reporters called them mostly peaceful protests as billions of dollars of damage was done, as arson, as murders, as beatings took place all around them. Now Vice President-elect Kamala Harris and staffers raised money to bail out the rioters who may have been arrested. So the media did not cover the ongoing riots, and the Democrats were either silent or commended the rioters' cries for an end to police brutality, as they were brutalizing business owners and residents of major cities. How does the left use violence to further their cause?
The way they use it is to intimidate people from speaking out. They have done this for a long time, and it's never about the people they are censoring. It's about the rest of us. It's saying that if you stick your head up and say something, this will happen to you. That's what BLM brought about with all these riots during the summer that were so destructive in 220 locations and in 48 out of 50 of the most populous cities in America. It just went on and on, and very few people wanted to speak out against it. And it was, as you said, Diane, it was aided and abetted by top Democrats like Kamala Harris, mm-hmm. who tweeted to encourage people to donate to a rioters' bailout fund in Minneapolis. And I make a point in my column that, you know, you don't normally have to get bail if you're a peaceful protester.
That's true.
So,
that's true.
Yeah, I mean, maybe back in the days when Martin Luther King was marching and he was illegally detained. Way back then, but today, you got to commit violence or do something destructive to get tossed into the jug.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats were openly advocating and supporting this kind of behavior until it came to the Capitol. And then you get the mob breaking into the Capitol and wandering around, most of them. And sure, it was bad, and I've condemned it, as everybody has. But to say that, okay, that's it now, the only riot we care about is the one at the Capitol. All the other ones are okay. They had nothing to do with trying to overthrow our quote-unquote democracy.
Yeah, quote-unquote.
And, you know, did you know that the police didn't kill anybody in all those riots that went on? They showed such restraint, even though dozens of people died. Police themselves did not kill anybody. They did kill a woman at the Capitol riot.
Yeah.
Who happened to be white.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the complaint of the left is that they didn't shoot more white people. Really, it's very disturbing the way the media just only show one side all the time and are part of the censorship mob that is trying to punish anybody who speaks out.
The Democrats were silent when other businesses or places of employment were being attacked, but when it came to their place of employment or their place of business, whatever, they definitely did not like that. But then again, it was because some of the agitators or ones who were assaulting the Capitol were wearing Make America Great hats.
They were all for it because they thought, okay, now we can do a moral equivalency and say, see, both sides are rioters. In fact, these people are more dangerous because they're trying to tear down our government.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've used terms like armed insurrection, which is nonsense. This was an angry mob that just wanted the Congress to pause counting the electoral votes to give a decent examination of many allegations of vote fraud. That's what they were asking.
Exactly.
They weren't asking to overthrow the government of the United States of America, which is what BLM and Antifa have done all along.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at their stuff, my goodness. And by the way, BLM has cleaned up its website quite a bit.
Oh.
They had plenty of Marxist, they're self-described Marxists, the founders of BLM. And they have on there that they want to get rid of the nuclear family and want to radically transform America and overthrow capitalism.
Right.
They're basically pro-LGBT,
yeah.
They're beyond pro-LGBT to the point of, you know, you will accept this or we'll go after you. We'll use violence to go after you. I mean, they are a dangerous group, and they got corporate America behind them now, the National Football League.
Yeah. Of course, the National Football League has been
so many people scared.
Bad news for a good while. We should have seen the hints with the way they dealt with the national anthem. But, you know, hundreds of thousands of people went to D.C. on January 6th, pretty much at the invitation of President Trump, to show their support for him and to demand or to show that they were concerned about the very prevalent election irregularities. I'll put it like that. And when you look at the timeline, I mean, they're blaming it on President Trump. And they've impeached him a second time because he's an insurrectionist. But when you look at the timeline, the assault on the U.S. Capitol started before he had finished speaking. And not one word of what he said called for violence, called for an attack on the Capitol or on representatives or senators. Not one word from President Trump incited insurrection or violence. Yet Nancy Pelosi apparently didn't listen to his speech. Of course, we know that. Anyway, I have all sorts of theories as to what happened on the 6th. And, you know, when you have folks coming prepared with gas masks and helmets and climbing equipment, I mean, there's hundreds of videos out there. BLM and Antifa agitators have been arrested who took part in the assault on the Capitol. And unfortunately, some pro-Trump attendees of the rally got called up in the moment and also entered the Capitol building.
Yeah, there's an ongoing FBI investigation of Antifa and BLM agitating the crowd to go in. Of course, they arrested one Antifa guy who had been at left-wing protests earlier. He claimed he was just a journalist.
Oh, yeah, the guy from Utah. Mm-hmm. Sullivan.
Right, yeah, but then you find out he was egging them on. So, but I have no doubt that the majority of people who entered the Capitol were pro-Trump people. Who just thought, oh, well, you know, the police seem to be opening these barricades and we're going to go in and make our voice heard. They shouldn't have done it.
Right.
But, you know, the president told them to go over peacefully and make their voice known. Now, you tell a crowd to go over to the Capitol, implication of that is, okay, gather outside the Capitol, let them know you're here and that you're watching.
Mm-hmm.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
It wasn't to break in and smash things and commit vandalism.
Yeah, he did not see anything that would have been viewed as
incitement.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
No, he did was he got the crowd worked up because he went back through his allegations of vote fraud. And those should disturb everyone. You know,
Absolutely.
We're all being told, oh, yeah, the courts really looked at that. And no, they didn't. They tossed all the cases out without even looking at the evidence.
Exactly. And that's what most people don't understand. Most people don't understand that the evidence has never been looked at. And I find the timing of the assault on the Capitol very suspicious when it began right about the time the evidence was being presented to the joint session of Congress.
Yeah, and you notice that there were 12 GOP senators lined up to object to the electoral count and were asking for a commission to study it. And after the riot, only four of them went for votes on Pennsylvania, I guess, and Arizona.
Right. Yeah. They,
questioning
they,
the results. Yeah. But that shows what a riot can do.
Exactly.
You know, 8 senators scurried for the tall grass. And I'm sure they'll be, the left will punish you no matter what you do. If you turn tail, if they find out you ever originally backed a position they don't like, they'll go after you. And that's what they're doing right now. They're going through asking people if they attended the Trump rally,
mm-hmm.
not the riot, just the rally.
Yeah.
And then they're going after them, trying to get them fired, removed from boards, defunded, deplatformed.
Well, I know there's a teacher.
It's outrageous.
Yeah, there's a teacher in West Virginia who just attended the rally, and the principal's is investigating. I guess the superintendent is investigating his participation in the rally. Here in Pennsylvania, Senator Doug Mastriano, he's a big Trump supporter. He was one of the ones who led the charge to try to get a special session called here in PA in December so they could address the irregularities and address the illegal electoral college votes, you know, the 20 from Pennsylvania. And he was there.
Big chunk of them.
And the Democrats are calling for him to resign. Thus far, the Senate pro temp has not yielded to their cry for his removal. But attacks, conservative legislators here in PA are getting emails asking them where they were on January 6th. So, And
of course, it's outrageous.
Yeah, it is.
The left was all about public protest until people on the right decided, well, I need to be out there, too, and make my views known. No, you'll be punished for that.
You don't have a First
Amendment. It's beyond double standard.
And they keep using the phrase, you're trying to overturn an election. Like, you just want the truth.
Yeah, you're attacking democracy. It's nonsense.
Not the word democracy, but yes.
They're attacking vote fraud is what they're attacking. And the idea that it can all be swept under the carpet. We're in tough shape here, Diane, but when Obama was elected and they had both houses of Congress, some of us thought, well, that's it. We'll never go back.
Well, this is his third term.
Communists have taken over the country, basically. But 2 years later, the Tea Party reared up and smacked him. And then 2 years after that, they smacked him again. So I wouldn't give up on America. Things look very grim right now, but we have to keep resisting at all levels and keep getting the word out about what they're really up to.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to definitely deal with voting machines because
I
think that's a major thing.
That's never really been looked at. And now Dominion is suing the Trump's lawyers for alleging that they had crooked machines. And I've never seen it fully analyzed. How the votes were counted and why things, all those anomalies that occurred on election night where all the counting stopped in all these key states, including Pennsylvania, when Trump was way ahead and suddenly resumed with a massive avalanche of Biden votes out of nowhere. You can make the case that, the later votes came in from the urban areas like Philadelphia, so of course they're going to go big for Biden. But one analysis I looked at from a computer engineer said that they couldn't have infused the system with that many votes in that short
of
time.
Mm-hmm.
So something, only an algorithm change, throwing a switch basically, could have done that. And I've never seen that refuted.
It's not been.
I've probably read a dozen credible allegations of vote fraud in various states and not seen one refuted.
No, because
we just keep being told, those have been discredited. They're debunked. The courts said so.
Yeah, not that the courts looked at any of it.
No, they didn't. And the Supreme Court is just...
totally disappointing.
AWOL.
Yes.
When Texas and all those other states and dozens of congressmen brought suit and said, look, Pennsylvania changed its election laws unconstitutionally.
Yep.
And we have nowhere to go but the Supreme Court when you have a state versus a state conflict. And I just said, tough, you don't have standing.
Yeah, which...
okay. In other words, we're going to duck this.
And we still, and when it comes to no-excuse mail-in ballots, which is what Act 77 created back in October 2019 when Governor Wolf signed it, it is unconstitutional. But most interesting, because our Constitution only allows for absentee ballots with these specific excuses. That's what our Constitution still says. I find it interesting that Act 77 only gave someone who objected 180-day time frame in which to object, and that objection had to go directly to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Have you ever seen a law like that gives you a time limit to object?
No.
But that's
I haven't.
That's at the very end of Act 77. Had 180 days to object. That's why they threw out Congressman Mike Kelly's lawsuit, because he had not done it in a timely, had not challenged the law in a timely fashion. So now we have the U.S. Capitol. Have you been to the Capitol recently to see all the military?
No, I haven't been into D.C. in quite a while, actually.
It's probably a good idea.
It's a mess.
But we
I say that the March for Life has even been not canceled, but it might as well be.
Yeah.
It's coming up on Friday the 29th.
Yeah.
And usually there are hundreds of thousands of people there. But the March for Life announced that, look, we're going to do a virtual event. We'll have lots of pro-life leaders. They'll give speeches, et cetera. But we're not encouraging people to come to the Capitol this year for the first time since 1974.
Yeah, I know.
Which is sad.
It is very sad, very sad. But I think it's all part of the left's attempt to cancel out conservatives, conservative causes. This whole COVID thing, don't let me get off on that, has been used to stifle protest in one way, and it's encouraged protest in one way, but as far as it's stifled conservatives' ability to have their voices heard, because they've been locked down, especially in states like Pennsylvania, have been locked down. The governor has locked the PA Capitol. It's been locked up since, I think, the summer, early fall. Can't even go in there. It's just very frustrating. But now the next casualty, like you said, is the March for Life. But as we look at videos coming out of D.C. right now with all the military, and we have National Guard that have been activated in all 50 states to guard their state capitals. To me, it is the left's clear message that Trump has started an insurrection again to try to destroy America's quote-unquote democracy. But to me, just the optics of the military surrounding the Capitol, the military sleeping on the floor of the U.S. Capitol, all the fences and the barriers that have been put up, the walls that have been put up, I thought leftists didn't like walls. But anyway, it definitely sends,
protecting them,
exactly. It sends a message that an insurrection is at hand.
That's the message they want to send. Yeah. And I'm afraid they're going to crack down on Second Amendment rights next.
Yeah.
Using the pretext that there's an underground right-wing revolution underway that's really seeking to overthrow our democracy. And therefore, they can't play around anymore. They have to go after groups. You know, I found it very curious that the district attorney in New York went after the National Rifle Association just as the election was getting hot. I mean, she chose the election year to go after them. And I know NRA has its problems, but it's always been a major factor in elections. It turns out voters for the conservative side. So they went after them.
Yeah.
And rendered them toothless.
Yeah.
I think that helped the Democrats win the election. If they won the election, I'm very skeptical.
I am too.
That must mean they have to come after me because I'm skeptical.
Yeah. I'm sure they've taken down all your Facebook and Twitter posts about election fraud. I mean, they took mine down. So, not that
they may well have. I've been shadow banned for a long time, I believe.
Okay.
Because I've been writing columns for 10 years for the Washington Times and Town Hall and others. And some of them seem to go into a vacuum. And the ones who see it, like in the print edition of the Washington Times, I get tons of feedback from it.
Yeah.
Because I guess they can't stop that. They can't.
At this point.
You know, don't you just, Diane, don't you feel a little bit like the kids in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington with the red wagons, or it was black and white, but wagons full of their own homegrown newspaper trying to reveal the corruption in the Capitol, but these limos would pull up with these hoods and they'd turn over the wagons and terrorize the children.
Yeah.
Because they controlled all the media except this little independent operation. I think that's a paradigm for our time right now.
Yeah.
They left controls big tech, no doubt about it.
Oh,
and they're getting more and more ruthless.
Yeah.
And of course, they've controlled big media, New York Times, Washington Post, CBS, all the big media except for Fox, which is now kind of slipping into their orbit, I'm afraid, except for Tucker and Hannity and Laura Ingraham.
Yeah.
Those and a couple others on there are good.
Yeah, Lou Dobbs.
But,
yeah.
And Lou Dobbs,
I totally agree. We've seen a slip.
But, you know, we're up against this monolith. It's unbelievable. Years ago, I remember Andrew Breitbart, who did an enormous service to this country in starting Breitbart.com and also laying out how to sting the left, You know, he was the mentor of Project Veritas, which is still spinning the left by catching people.
Oh, yeah.
James O'Keefe, the guy's a young hero, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
The latest sting caught the chief counsel for PBS saying that he wanted to take children from right-wing parents and place them in re-education camps. This is stuff you can't make up.
That. My thought is, you know, they already have, when it comes to the kids in public schools, they're already in re-education camps.
Well, they already are.
Yeah.
But he thinks they're not subtle enough, you know, in their rewriting of American history and having constant diversity themes and so forth and making them hate their own country. Yeah. That's not enough. They've got to be taken aside and programmed differently if they resist at all.
Yeah. Do you think we should have anticipated this infiltration, probable infiltration by Antifa and BLM?
At the Capitol, you mean?
Yes,
yes. Yes, because leftists have done this for years.
Yeah.
Gone in and agitated, and that's a Marxist tactic. It's called a false flag operation.
Mm-hmm.
The same with a lot of fake hate crimes, you know, where you'll see a cross burning on a lawn, and the media will go nuts over it, and then you'll find out a leftist did it just to make it seem as if we're awash in Ku Klux Klan and we must crack down on the right.
Right.
Same with the LGBTs.
Oh, yeah.
Look at all these hate crimes. It goes back and you find out, it was the lesbian activist who scrawled the hateful words on her garage.
Yeah.
You know, there are so many instances of that.
Mm-hmm.
I forget who it was a few years ago, chronicled them, wrote an extensive article about all the fake hate crimes out there that drive public policy.
Wow.
And of course, we're entering an era in which traditional values are being recast as hate speech.
Yes.
And they're talking about the threat from hate and how it has to be dealt with. And
as they redefine the word. Right.
They've redefined the word.
Yeah.
That's how they get away with it.
I'm thinking the book 1984.
Yeah.
As we see the language being redefined. Yeah. How can folks contact you?
Well, the best way is to go to my website. I've got one now, roberthknight.com. You just have to put an H in the middle, roberthknight.com. Got a store there with all my books, and they're at a steep discount because I know people don't want to buy books, spend a lot of money on them, but you know, I want to get them in people's hands. And my email is robertknight4@gmail.com. That's robertknight4@gmail.com. People can feel free to email me, and I can put you on my column list. I send out my column every Monday morning from the Washington Times at no charge. Just one column. I don't spam people. So if you want to get on my column list, please let me know at robertknight4@gmail.com.
Yeah, great. Yeah, and I do encourage your listeners to do that because I get those articles. They're great. You do a great job.
Well, thanks.
You lay it all out there, and I appreciate that.
So I appreciate it.
roberthknight.com. is your website, and your email is robertknight4@gmail.com.
That's it. You got them both.
Okie doke. Bob, be safe out there.
God bless you, Diane.
Don't go to D.C.
Okay.
Aren't you glad you don't work in D.C. now?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yes.
I've been glad about that for a few years.
Yeah.
I've been blessed to be able to work at home.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, you take care.
You too.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.